This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's got to be somebody on the other end of that email, you know?
You're just like, screw it. She probably doesn't look like that, but I'm in either way. Mary, if you're going to have sex, I'm in.
Yeah, seriously. like that.
I know your name's not Mary, but I'm pretty sure it's still a female that wants to have sex on the other end of this. So what's up?
Right. That's at that point, that dude's just banking on the fact that it's literally a female. He has no idea. Yeah.
I'm on to you with your fake name, but
I know you don't look like this.
All you want.
Do you have two boobs and a heartbeat? Because I'm in.
She's got to have at least 5 fingers to type on that keyboard, you know? Oh, man. Oh. Boys. God.
Well, that's what they call it, fishing, not catching, right?
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the podcast, the home episode. My name is Ted Smith, the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the lower box today, no video. I don't know what he's doing down there in Texas. Because we have a cop, what's going on?
Did you have to say the lower box? I mean, like a dungeon right now. Casting, aka the quote-unquote media room, but it's a concrete block wall part of a former nursing home, and it's dark in here. So, yeah, I have my camera off. My internet's barely working. There's a storm outside. What's up, boys?
All right, back up there in the top corner from lovely, sunny Palm Springs, California. Matt Cobb, the producer, FCTV. What's up, Matt?
Great to see you.
Oh, man. All right. So we've had a couple weeks off air. Let's see. A couple quick things. We were off 1 week because I was off. And then last week I went to a show at the Showbox. Me and Migs went down to see Mark Rivelay.
Oh, my God. I love that guy.
Dude. All right. First of all, that's the first, like, real show I've really been to. Like, it was awesome.
He has so much energy, man. Love that dude.
So much energy and just like the crowd. It was like a cool crowd. Like everybody was wearing robes, like apparently silk robes. I didn't realize this, but I was like, every girl in here is very attractive now.
Yeah. Right. It's like big, baggy sweatpants. Like they could come off at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, do you know that dude?
Yeah. Vaguely.
All right. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And, like, I guess he usually does, before he got, like, more famous, he just messes around on stage and makes songs. And then he did, like, the flamingo one because everybody knows it. But, Yeah, man, it was a super fun night. Even got across the street, had a couple beverages over at Hooverville and stuff. I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, we're back. I mean, I hated the decision on Wednesday, but it was worth missing a podcast.
Well, as long as people know you're sorry.
Exactly right. Right. So went to a show. Also, like, fall's in full swing up here. Got back in action, went tailgating for the first time in 2 years on Saturday for the Huskies game. It was awesome.
Nice.
75 degrees. The sun was shining. Your boy was thriving, Cobb. Oh man, this is right that audio.
What? Sorry, did you lose me?
Yeah. All right. You're back now. So I will say, shout out, big thank you to Ashley Ryan. She works over at KJR, the sports station now. I think she used to work at Warm. But either way, like, we're friends on Twitter, but I never actually met her. So I put something about tailgate, and she was like, you should come by our tailgate. We have an awesome one. So I got my boy Sean. I was like, you know what? Let's do this. And we showed up, man, and they had a drinking game I had never played before with, like, ping pong. It was kind of like flip or it was like beer pong, but you play baseball. You have innings, and there's like six people on a team, and you got
what?
Yeah, you got to like catch balls if they bounce off the table to get outs, what? And you can like chug a beer and play flip cup to steal a base. I mean, it was awesome. And they were like, "You in?" I was like, "You're goddamn right, I'm in, man."
The game done changed. Damn, I didn't even know about this,
dude. I had never seen it before in my life, but I will tell you this much: first time playing it. Best of five series, last two games, not needed. Our team ran the table 3-0.
Whoa. Nice. Dude, and you're playing against people from like a sports station. I feel like they'd be into this. Like, it'd be pretty competitive.
Oh, it was super good. I think everybody there had known each other for like 20 years, except me and Sean. And they were flipping right away to each other. And I was like, oh, I'm in. And then, yeah, nice. Just big old coolers. Like, and like, you play the first game, and then it's like, all right, we're going to play two games in a row. And I was like, all right, we won. And they're like, oh no, we're just taking a break to grill burgers and stuff. Like, we still got to play like the other games. And I was like, this is awesome.
Hey, never. What were you guys drinking?
I was drinking at that point in the day, I was drinking vitamin R's, and then nice. a couple White Claws got mixed in too. But if you go, so there's seven inning games. If you go seven innings without getting a hit though, you have to shotgun a beer.
Oh man, that's the hitter right there.
Yeah, look, I'm not gonna lie to you two. I don't know how well you guys might not want to play this game.
I have to be in that like college fraternity headspace. I was never in a frat, but I feel like I need to do three light beers before I even start activities like that, or else it's just, you know, I got to go in for a penny and for a pound early.
Well, I mean, look, it was 3 p.m. on a college football Saturday. I clearly had a few beers before we started this.
Oh, man. Well, I had a similar sort of experience. I went to the UT game, University of Texas.
Right, who were they playing?
They were playing Rice, so nobody really cared. It was like an easy win, but I went down there, and I was kind of excited. Austin's like a pretty liberal city, so I was like, this is going to be cool. But I forgot that University of Texas represents the whole state. So I rolled in, and there's this little show, kind of like a little stage set up, and maybe 300 people watching. Roll in, immediately they go into prayer. And I was just like, okay. Did not see that. Like, they jump hip-hop to full prayer, let's hold hands. And I was like, okay. So, you know, first of all, God is a University of Texas fan. That's the good news. He was pulling for them to win, apparently. But so we went into prayer. Then I walk into the stadium solo. I turn to my right, and I see 300 college kids posted up on like MRAPs and Humvees taking photos on military vehicles. That also just shocked me. It was like military porn. But other than that, really cool game. It was just a different vibe, but it was fun, man. People down here go off. I love the UT crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I've tailgated with them. I didn't go to the Cotton Bowl and actually watch the game. I mean, but yeah, like, the UT crowd seemed pretty fun, except I'm pretty sure that weekend, if I remember correctly, I became an Oklahoma fan just because of the chicks and they won.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, dude, exactly. That's what I was calling you out on in that text thread. That was hilarious. Hey, you know what? You can be a fan of whoever you want to be, man.
Yeah. Well, that's what's too. I mean, like, look, I love tailgating, right? So it was just like, this is perfect. And then I was going to go meet up with like Drago and his buddy Dave and Ian. So I had a normal crew, like my normal friends to meet up with, but they were meeting up later in the day. Yeah, Ashley and her crew and her husband, they were like, come meet us. Like, we were like, awesome. And then as soon as we got there, they had like I'm going to go back this year. They had a great spot. And honestly, dude, one of the best things is there's porta potties right by their tailgate. No line. Like, you know how long it's been since you go into a tailgate? You don't have to wait in line for the porta potty.
Wow.
Dude, see, Ted, that's how I know you've perfected the craft. It's like you're into like the details, the minutia that most of us commoners don't even think about until it's too late and we're standing in a line for a porta potty.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have been to plenty of UW games in E1 where it's just like I can wait for a while, but it's like I'm gonna piss my pants before I get in this porta potty. Like, this is not good.
Well, yeah, because you always wait till it's like kind of an emergency to go anyway, because you're like, well, I'm enjoying this tailgate, I don't want to leave a move, you know, it's imminent.
I think one of the most awkward conversations I've ever been a part of is waiting in line, and it's like UW versus Washington. This was years ago. It was at Husky Stadium. And there's a girl in front of us, right? And she's wearing, like, you know, kind of a revealing top and, like, booty. I mean, it wasn't even hot out, right? And she's, like, talking to me and these three random dudes behind. But we're all, like, 30. So everybody's just kind of in our head, like, man, she seems really drunk. Like, we're not going to say nothing. And finally, she just turns around and goes, I'm 19. You guys can talk to me.
Oh my God.
I was like, ah, oh, man, somehow that made it like worse.
Way worse. Way worse.
Like, just like, can somebody let her skip ahead?
Yeah. Where's your dad?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It was just like, honey, I get where you're coming from, but I don't know. Like, I just turned around and started talking to the other guys. Like, I'm not touching that one. I'm messing with that one at all.
Dad, I can just hear your nervous laughs even talking about it. I can only imagine you in that situation.
Yeah. You're smart enough to hear that. You know the nervous laugh. And it's like, oh, I'm not laughing at the situation. I just don't know what to say.
I don't want to. Yeah.
But yeah, tailgating was good. And then Sunday, back to the ECS Pub League. I played last week, but I just played keeper, which until I volunteered to play keepers, we didn't have one, was not aware the goals were bigger. And so was the box. Your boy let in a soft goal in the first game, but you know,
oh, come on, Ted,
pitched a shutout in the second game. And then,
all right.
Right. So my soccer league, for people that don't know, is just 7v7, like half field. And then we had practice and then one game this week. So Cobb, I'm playing, we're running a 2-3-1, right? Because you have six field players and a keeper. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing right back. Like, and I'm doing a good job, but it's 0-0. There's like 10 minutes left. I throw a crisp pass to my midfielder and just take a sprint. Ball shows up in front of me. I mean, middle of the field. I'm on sides, running as fast as I can. I take one touch. Keeper comes out. And I miss it. It's off frame by like a foot. And I'm just like, this is Pub League. I should have took another touch and gone around the keeper. But I got so excited.
Oh, I think you're going to say just lower right. You just juiced it. Damn. Dude, you'll get one this year, man. We know it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like, not playing for two seasons or three seasons, like, I was pleasantly surprised. Like, okay, I still remember actually how to do this and actually like run and dribble with a ball.
Dude, also, you were saying it was like pouring down rain out. I'm not much of a shooter, but when it's raining, especially if you're on turf, but even on grass, I just hit it with the laces hard near the keeper and like let them make the mistake, you know? I feel like that's when you have like some crazy chances when it's wet.
Yeah, and it sucked because we ended up losing 1-0, but to their credit, like their best player, and that's all me playing defense, like they had a little bit of it, like a man advantage, and I was just like, oh, I got caught in no man's land, and he just booted one from like 15 feet out and like our keeper was like, I should have dove for that. I'm like, nope, that is not on you, Keith. That is on me. You can't let the only guy that can kick the shit out of it just stand out there in open space and pouring rain. Like, that's on me.
Dude, for a second, I thought you were talking about that was the game where you were goalie and you said you got caught in no man's land. I was like, if somebody chipped you, Ted, this cast is over.
I know.
We do not get chipped on this cast.
I know. Somebody told me, they said that to me too. They were like, dude, you should have just, when I was on the breakaway, they were like, you should have just chipped that keeper. And I'm like, you're right. I'm not positive while sprinting as hard as I can that I can chip somebody yet.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I'm just saying, yeah. Yeah. I thought you were saying you got chipped. And I was like, oh, hell no.
No. I just got caught playing keeper because the goal was a little bigger. And I was, I was just too far out on my near post and got beat far post.
Hey, it's okay to get beat far post, man. That's a legit goal.
Yeah. I was just like, ugh. But yeah, I will say this. I forgot too. Like, when I'm done playing those games, you're never going to meet a more excited beer drinker because we went to the dock for Brett's birthday afterwards, and I am just all fired up talking about, I mean, granted, I'm soaking wet still, like my underwear is soaked, but you know, Brett and his buddies, like basically I kept giving Sean crap because I'm like, Sean, is it weird to be the only male at the table who didn't play soccer today?
That is pretty good.
Yeah. I also want to mention that the Maryland Terrapins are rolling. 4-0, Friday night, whatever anybody's doing, put on FS1. We've got number 5, Iowa, coming to College Park. It's going to be a big game.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. We're right on the edge of getting ranked. If we beat Iowa, we'll be ranked. And
if you take down number 5, I feel like you'd be like a top 15 team.
Yeah, because we're sitting there. I think we're like 26th or 27th now in the AP. Because we're getting votes, but like we're just out of the top 25.
Are we done with excessive juice, or can we still say that?
Different coach, but I'm still down for it. Excessive juice. Me and cousin Tom are still talking about it.
Excessive juice. Did you watch that documentary I was telling you about the Maryland guys, that high school team?
Oh, about St. Francis?
Yeah.
I have not, because I'm not with that school once again.
Oh, you're bitter being a DeMatha guy?
I didn't appreciate the call out last week. DeMatha had a bye week, especially since we were supposed to play Bishop Sycamore. St. Francis was like, we have a bye week. Why don't they? We'd love to play them. Why don't we get them on the schedule?
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff there. Like, they had some of our coaches, and some of our coaches came back. Like, I don't. It's so weird with the private schools about who you're going to play and not play. That's why Kevin Durant never played against DeMatha, because he went to Montrose Christian, which had fifth-year seniors. And back then, coach was like, we're not playing a school with fifth-year seniors. So it's a whole scene.
Ted, if you're scared to play them, just say you're scared to play them.
Right. Well, that's what they keep saying. And it's like, first of all, DeMatha's not scared to play anybody. But
then set it up. That's right. Hilarious. It's like the politics of the Catholic schools within Maryland.
Yeah, and just like, I don't know, like St. Francis just out of nowhere all of a sudden is like one of those schools, and they're getting kids in from everywhere. So it's like, well, we only recruit from like this area. They're recruiting from all over. So like, I don't look, if it was up to me, I'd say let's go play it. You know what I mean? Like, what's the old saying? Steel sharpens steel. Like, let's go play them.
Dude, you just – we've been friends for a long time. I've never seen it before, but who don't know, Ted was like the student body president. Right there, I just saw it for a split second. You know what? Let's go play him, DeMatha. And I was like, ooh, there it is. Like, that's why people voted for him. Right there. Damn, dude. Wow, I feel like we just bore witness, man.
I feel like a stag.
Dude, go Stags, baby. Go Stags.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go. Let's go, boys. You know, I'll go play them right now.
Right? St. John DeMatha.
Follow Tate Smith anywhere.
Right? That's what I've been teaching Sean. St. John DeMatha. Pray for us, Our Lady of Victory. Pray for us. Let's go, boys.
Dude, let's effing go, man. Woo!
All right, Kyle, unfortunately, we need to work on your connection. Let's take a break here and come back and try to get to these emails. I'm afraid we're going to lose you, or we're just annoying people with that sound. All right, welcome back. By the way, next week, we have our setup better. I do have an awesome question that me and my brother and Will have been going back and forth about. Just think about everybody for this next week, the fast food draft. Think like a fantasy draft. Well, which items would you take
in the items?
Yeah. Like iconic items in a fast food draft. Just put that, everybody put that in their mind for next week.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's tempting.
Oh, trust me. I'm on another thread kind of like ours, Cobb, and we lost fucking hours with this conversation. And don't even get me started on what counts as fast food. Is it fast casual? Like, does Domino's count? I mean, it was a long conversation over text.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, let's read those emails.
Okay. Last time I was 10 out of 10 happy. My 15-month-old son crawls across the room, climbs into my lap, gives me a big snuggle hug. All the land. August.
All right. Oh, I see. That's who the question was. When's the last time you were 10 out of 10 happy? I'll tell you what. Your boy Ted Smith was pretty 10 out of 10 tailgating and playing baseball with ping pong balls.
That's everything Ted loves. Tailgates, attractive college chicks, and light beer.
Oh, yeah. And, dude, like, I told Sean, I go, man, there's just, you know, you're getting ready for the game. And they had a great setup, right? Huge speaker system, a TV. And I'm standing there at one point with a burger in one hand and a nice brioche bun and a beer in the other. I was like, this is what it's all about right here.
This is what we work for. Right. This is what we work for, boys. Matha.
This is why we do all those sprints.
Picture looks nice. I still can't believe there was a drinking game that you haven't played before, Ted.
Oh, yeah. And there was a ton of rules, but it was just like, we need one more. And I was like, in. Plus, like, it's not like super athletic, but like if it hits a cup, and then if you catch it, that's an out. So it's like you had to like pay attention even when you weren't shooting. I was like, ooh, I like this.
Reaction time.
Yeah, exactly.
Ted, I mean, you've been training a lifetime. I'm not surprised you were thriving. That is awesome, though. That sounds so fun. Last time I was 10 out of 10. In May, my lady, her best friend, and I went to Vegas for the first time. We work at a local massive casino, so gaming wasn't our thing. We went to party, and boy, did we. Sauce with two babes to myself in Vegas. Side note, I got to bartend for Cedric the Entertainer recently at an event, and they roasted each other after, and I was crying laughing. He tips good and treated us great. See, Emperor of Mars and captain of the men's room badminton team.
Yeah, man, that's good to hear. I always loved Cedric the Entertainer. He's super funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, if you're in Vegas, you're like, that's one thing. Anytime you have a group that has a girl with you, it helps out so much. But you're walking around one dude with two girls, like you're going wherever you want. Nobody minds that.
Yeah, seriously. Doors open.
Ratios.
Yeah. Well, like when I was in London, right, there was four of us, but one of us was a woman. So I was like, this helps out a ton, as opposed to just like four dudes walking around. Like, do we want four dudes? Like, well, at least they got one chick. They must be okay.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, it just makes people, like, especially other women, a little more like, okay, they can't be complete assholes. They got a chick with
them. Dude, totally. What, boys? Terry, French Canadian here. Last time I was 10 out of 10, it was easy to remember. It was the 24th of June, which is Saint Jean Baptiste Day, Quebec Day, if you will. When the Habs clinched their spot, the
Habs
to go to the Cup final. The Habs, who is that?
The Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, the Canadiens. I've never heard them called the Habs. Yeah, I know the Montreal.
It's like a slang term for the Canadiens.
Ah, all right. I'm new every day. Sports trivia with Ed Smith. When the Habs clinched their spot to go to the Cup final, everyone lost their damn minds. I ran into the streets with my shirt in my hand, cars honking. The city was electric. Thank God sports are back. Keep the pods coming and have a good one, boys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. And everybody in Seattle's fired up, man. The Kraken are, they had their first preseason game Sunday and they had one tonight. was telling Matt before you hopped on here, Cobb, I know a lot about sports, but like the last 2 days, people were like, was that a good win? I'm like, I don't, it's preseason hockey. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever watched a preseason hockey game in my life until this past Sunday.
Wait, when did the Kraken, when does their season start? I'm trying to go to a game.
Matt, you're the hockey guy.
It'll be this coming month in October, I think.
Yeah, it starts in October for sure.
Damn. I don't know the exact date. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cobb, you want to go see the Kraken play at the new, at the renovated new arena? Like first season, like first couple months? That should be easy, man. I'll get you a ticket.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, I don't know if you know, but my cousin's painting that place. He's doing a bunch of big graffiti murals in there for everybody.
Oh,
he's been working on it all month. Yeah, pretty dope. It's looking sick, too.
Yeah, I know a couple people like within that organization, but honestly, those tickets are going to be so hard to come by. I'm waiting until the second half of the season when it's piss and rain and people from the suburbs don't want to go downtown.
Wednesday night.
Exactly. Weeknight games. It's shitty outside. You don't want to deal with the crazy homeless people downtown. You have no
idea. Expansion teams in town. Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm going. That's what I'm banking on tickets.
Dude, I feel like right between Christmas and New Year's is when we slide into those DMs. Like slide into those seats. I feel like people will be out of town. Like that's when I'm going to try to get a seat.
Yeah. I would just worry that people have off, so they're more amped to come down on a weeknight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. That's true. Tough to say.
I'm telling you, man, I'm banking on when it's just February and people are like, is it ever going to be light again? Like, I don't know. You shouldn't come downtown tonight. You don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, the third week of February, that's when Ted makes his move.
Oh, man. All right. Are we good on emails there?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's check in with what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Whoa. Check out what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Check out with what's Mattening.
All right. Well, I'm still down here in Palm Springs. The weather is warm and nice, but it's it's been awesome. Starting with this weekend, I met up with Carson the lawyer. That was nice. Awesome. A ton of fun. He's really rad in person. And we hung out for a few hours, smoked some weed, talked, and just had a good time. And then I was like, oh, yeah, there were times where it's like, this guy's really interesting and smart. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember some of his emails now. Like, this checks out. But I was just like, he just was a random dude. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. So shout out to Carson. That was cool. That was on Friday. And then Saturday, so there's these mountains down here called the Santa Rosa Mountains that are just like gorgeous. Cobb, you familiar with them?
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Yeah. So over in the city of La Quinta, there's a golf course built into the mountains called the Mountain Course. And it's, ever since I've always loved these mountains every time I come down here. And ever since I realized there was a golf course in them, I was like, it was like, I had to play there, but like in peak season, it's like $150 a round. Like,
all right.
not trying to spend that much money to go play golf. Cause I know I'll suck that day. There's no way that I'm going to play well. I'm going to be in my head. And I know that things go on sale in the off season here, and it's the off season right now. And so I got on there for $60, which was way more my speed. And
I would think with the Ryder Cup going on, maybe people were just at home watching that.
That could be it. I booked it a couple days in advance, but also it's just in general, like nobody's down here this time of year. Their season really kicks up in like mid-November. So, yeah, this is just like off-season rates and like a lot of locals or people that have houses that are out here when it's really hot. It was everything I hoped it would be. It was so, so beautiful up there. And so that was just 10 out of 10 course. And I thought it was, there were like a couple, there's signature holes, the mountain lines the entire right side of the hole. and I love the mountains. And so on one of them, a par five, I hit three shots off the mountain and they all came back into play, two of them into the fairway, and I managed to make bogey on the hole.
All right, that works. I mean, look, bogey golf's the goal, right?
Walked out with a six with the one putt. Yeah, so, but no penalty strokes on the hole, so that was pretty exciting. But they were bad misses. Like, they were shanks. And those Washington courses, those would have just been lost in the woods. But here, I got a big, beautiful mountain to just bounce it right back into the fairway.
Dude, so Matt, you'll like this. Some of the people we were tailgating with, like, they have the Ryder Cup on the TV, right? And they are serious golfers. So, like, the one dude, I was like, what's your handicap? And he just shows me on his phone, and it's like 0.08.
Oh.
So, and Cobb's seen me do this. I just don't miss a beat, and I point to Sean, and I go, oh, he's a five. You guys should play sometime. And Sean just goes, I only play for money. And like four of the dudes in this group, just like the tone changed. And they're like, how often do you play? Like, this.
What kind of clubs you got?
Right. Like, Sean keeps it going for like 5 minutes. And then we're like, dude, we were just fucking with you guys. Like, he can't lay off. It's like, cause you know me, I'm like, dude, I bet I could shoot like a 115. And they're like, okay. So you have some idea what you're doing. Then I'm just like, yeah, this guy's a five. And he's like, I only play for money.
Such a great line.
That is a great line.
I mean, you would not miss a beat too.
Yeah, that doesn't just say, I thought about you. I was like, Matt probably would have more to say and know more about this Ryder Cup right now than I do. But I was like, oh, I'm just trying to. And then like, I kept going like, you guys must be really big golf fans. There's college football on.
Dude, yeah, I would not have been that quick with that line. Like, Sean is just hilarious. That's awesome. Yeah, the Ryder Cup was fun as hell from what I watched, you know, when I was around. But yeah, I don't know, watched it before the Hawks on Sunday morning. And yeah, it's fun time to be a golf fan. And yeah, I don't know. That's other than that, we've just been getting high and watching anatomy videos. The human body's amazing. Everybody hold it like you had to go to the bathroom. And then that's your pelvic floor. It's a very important muscle. I just want to throw that out there, even for guys. Girls know about their pelvic floors more, but like, dudes got to get that engaged. And I've just been getting really high watching 3D anatomy videos, so I thought I'd share a takeaway with everybody.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the Hawks game was rough. I checked a score and then started our game. And everybody's like, no, man, you're good. Hawks are up 7-0. DK's already got a touchdown. I was like, awesome. Play the game, get soaked, show up at somebody's house to catch the fourth quarter real quick. And I was like, what happened?
Yeah. Should have kept watching the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, keep the faith. I'm not giving up on those Hawks yet. It's the first 3 weeks. It's always a shootout. You got a divisional game this weekend against the Niners. We'll see what happens.
They always, you know, get our hopes nice and low every single season at some point. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Topic.
All right, boys. I think for anyone who's been listening a long time, it's probably pretty obvious that, you know, we all have some pretty creative ideas, and sometimes we like to daydream. So today, I was thinking about Jackie Chan. You guys are familiar with him from his martial arts skill and incredible movies. And, well, God, it's always a weird process for coming up with these, but my real question is, okay, if you're going to fight Jackie Chan inside of a Home Depot, what's your strategy? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. You're made to fight Jackie Chan inside of a Home Depot. What's your strategy? And you guys don't start in the same place.
We don't start in the same place.
Correct.
Okay.
But I mean, my initial thought is it's a Home Depot. So I'm going to look, there's no chance I'm physically going to match up with Jackie Chan, So I'm going to run over and get the strongest, most powerful nail gun I can find. and then I guess like hunt them down, either that or hit them with a 2x4.
Hunt him down. Yeah, Ted, I think you're right to take hand-to-hand combat out of it. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's Jackie Chan, and he's so fast. I'm like, my big hope is just find this nail gun before he finds me.
And just start popping off rounds.
Yeah, right? Spraying.
Maybe two nail guns, dual wield.
I could.
I actually think I have a pretty good plan. You guys might even think I thought of an answer to this question beforehand, but I assure you I didn't. I would grab a saw on the way to the bathroom for customers and lock myself in. No, the employee bathroom where you have a deadbolt, lock it and wait. And then I'm in there with the saw. And as soon as he wants to come in, like when that door cracks open, I go at it with the saw.
What kind of saw?
The regular ones. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, probably one of those like classic looking ones.
Like, dude, if you're coming at my with a bow saw, you're doomed. I'll tell you that right now.
Why don't you go chainsaw?
That's what I was thinking.
That's a good idea. I mean, I guess that qualifies, right? Yeah. I just envisioned one of the cops said take hand-to-hand combat out of it. And I was like, if I have a saw and I have the element of surprise because the door is locked. And he doesn't know where I'm at. Like, I like my odds just to get something done. And then, you know, yeah, but a chainsaw is way more practical. So I would like just take the chainsaw to the bathroom. Final answer.
Also, if you transition from the hunter to the hunted, I mean, Ted's plan is Jackie Chan's on the clock. But in your plan, he has hours to run around a Home Depot and assemble anything. He could light that bathroom on fire. Probably construct some sort of a flamethrower or a potato gun. And who knows?
He's not Kevin McAllister. He's Jackie Chan. He's coming in there ready to throw hands, and I'm going to have a saw, chainsaw.
Dude, well, first, yeah. Now, if I'm him, I'm just like leaking paint thinner under the door until you pass out. Okay.
That's a good plan.
I feel like I'm going vertical. I'm going up on the tops of those things, Jackie Chan movie style. And then maybe trying to drop something on him, throw something at him. And then final, you know, my A in the sleeve is a chainsaw when he tries to climb up to get me. Oh, snap. Unless, what if he got a forklift and knocked him all over? I don't know, boys. Yeah. It's an arms race in there.
It is. I'm telling you, I'm going straight to the nail guns. Powerful nail guns. I mean, it's got to be like air power, just like firing.
Ooh. Yeah, I was thinking one of those middle racks, like not the very top, and then just wait and try and push a pallet off. Get it over the ledge and then just try and time it right when he's going by. He won't know where you are, so he probably won't be running, and you can just...
Yeah, a bag of concrete or something?
Yeah. Just
boom. Death from above. I like it.
All right. I'm like, man, somebody's going to listen to this podcast, and I hope they either have a few beers or get stoned. I'm like, really, like, think this one out, folks. Like, write down. And don't forget, next week we're going to talk about the fast food item draft.
I love that.
Oh, all right. There you go. Good to be back. Good to talk to you guys. Good to see you guys. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Until then, for MCTP, for Cobb, the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.